From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, how was Governor Chris Christie received by conservatives gathering outside Washington at CPAC?
But first to the latest from Ukraine. Today, the Parliament of Crimea asked to join Russia and moved up the date for a public referendum on whether the region should formally secede from Ukraine and join the Russian Federation. That's a move that Ukraine's government declared illegitimate. Meanwhile, in Brussels, EU leaders are holding an emergency summit about the situation today. And the White House today announced U.S. sanctions, including visa restrictions, against individuals and groups that are deemed to be threatening Ukrainian democracy and integrity. And amid all of this, Secretary of State John Kerry went into a meeting with Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov in Rome. Here to talk about all of it with us is Nick Burns. He's professor of international relations at Harvard's Kennedy School. He was the U.S. ambassador to NATO and served on the National Security Council under Presidents George H.W. Bush and Clinton. Nick Burns, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, a lot to go through there, but let's just put it in the big picture here. Is Vladimir Putin getting what he wants?
Well, Jeremy, I fear he is. It's a major power play to invade another country, which is what he did last weekend, to take the territory of the Crimea, which is Ukrainian national sovereign territory, and now apparently, as your news report suggests, to engineer a referendum on March 16th, just a week from now. And you got to assume that that referendum is not going to be free and fair with Russian troops occupying Crimea. Recent public opinion polls in the last few months have shown a majority of the people there would like to stay with Ukraine. But I'll bet the vote doesn't come out that way because it can't be free and fair with foreign troops on the soil.
When you say he engineered it, how do you know that he engineered this referendum?
Well, the Crimean authorities have advanced the date of the referendum.
Right.
They are working. Those Crimean authorities are working very closely with the Russian authorities. President Putin is very skillful, very decisive leader. You can bet that he's thought through what he wants to do here. And after the invasion of last weekend, he clearly is trying to orchestrate the politics of Crimea, if not eastern Ukraine, to put the ethnic Russians in charge and to minimize the role of the Ukrainians.
Well, and that does make this a lot more complicated, the fact that on the ground in Crimea, many people do seem to be embracing Russia and moving away from Kiev, and perhaps the fact that Kiev is still in a lot of disarray after Yanukovych's ouster is helping that happen.
Well, you're right. It's a very complex picture in Crimea. The majority of people are ethnic Russians, but there's a significant number of Muslim Tatars, and they're the original inhabitants of that of the Crimean Peninsula. They were driven out by Stalin by force 70 years ago. They've come back, and they're Ukrainians. I think if people there could be assured of a free and fair referendum run by the United Nations, run by outside observers, that'd be one thing. But if the occupying force, the military occupying force, is going to run a referendum, you can't trust it.
Do you think the White House is handling this poorly? Is there something more that the president should have been doing, not just in recent days, but going all the way back to a few months ago?
I don't think it's fair to blame President Obama for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. You know, Russia invaded Georgia in August 2008, and President Bush essentially responded in the same way that President Obama is responding now. Both President Obama and President Bush have said, we're not going to use military force. It makes no sense to put the United States up against Russia in the nuclear age. We're both nuclear weapons powers. That's potentially catastrophic. But both of them have said, and President Obama has been saying, we need to support the new government in Kiev and Ukraine. And the U.S. and Europe put together a combined package of $16 billion of support, $15 billion of which is from the EU, by the way, $1 billion from the U.S. That's positive. President Obama has said, I'm going to oppose Putin politically and economically. He wants to put sanctions forward against Russia. I think Congress will agree with the president. The other thing the president can do here is to lead the NATO alliance, and for the NATO allies, and of course Ukraine is not a member of NATO, for the NATO allies in Central Europe who feel threatened by all this, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, the president can reaffirm NATO's security commitment to those countries who are in the NATO alliance. I think the president needs to take that step now. But I wouldn't say this is not the president's fault. And I guess maybe I have this antique and naive notion that politics should stop at the water's edge. I would hope people could support the president at a time of crisis like this.
Well, are you surprised then that he's not getting the kind of support from Europe that you might expect in a situation like this, that the Europeans are much more nervous about putting sanctions out there on Russia?
Yes, I am surprised and I'm disappointed. I think actually President Obama has reacted in a much more forceful way than some of the European leaders. You know, the Europeans are tied to the Russian energy grid.
Right.
Russia exports natural gas that powers a lot of Europe, homes and factories. And so they are wary of doing anything that might anger the Russians. That's not a good place to be when the issue is principle. Should one country be able to invade another? Should one country, Ukraine, be free to choose which direction it wants to orient itself? These are big issues that Americans have been concerned about going all the way back to the First World War in Europe. And so I think the United States is actually leading on a principled basis. I wish Europe could be as decisive.
Well, how do you see this playing out, Nick Burns?
You know, I think, unfortunately, power is going to write this history. I think it's very unlikely that President Putin's going to give back the Crimea. He's there. He's gobbled up the territory. What we might be able to do, and Secretary Kerry is working on this today with Foreign Minister Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister in Rome, is could the United States and Europe convince Russia that one way to protect the ethnic Russians in the eastern part of Ukraine, a Russian concern, is to put civilian monitors from the United Nations or another organization in there? That would obviate the need for Russian troops. It's worthy of trying. It may not succeed, but I think it's a time for diplomacy, and I think Secretary Kerry is doing the best he can in a difficult situation.
Nicholas Burns, Professor of International Relations at Harvard's Kennedy School. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.